process medicine that that from the starting point from the character. But if obviously this report is in good practice and good stuff from the original stuff that we have, there might be other areas where it would like to draw our attention. We open to that. But let's start with the summary of findings so that we can get a conclusion of the problem. And then go back and see the way we down. There are people who choose for us and for us in order to complete it. I think they are today, because we need to finish that next week.
Is next week, no?
Yeah. Next week, Tuesday, we are dealing with the first question of the form. If you can, this report then needs to be finalized before next week, so that we can go to next item. But I think you will say to me, I see that they have committed to present their report at the MA. In the House. I expect that we also to present our own report.
They only have the right of the presentation to
that.
Maybe if you want to make a statement, you have the special.
The chair can make a statement, but the chair can always, the committee can always get someone to do that. There are many reports that we it is this report that we need to finalize, is the report of the we just need to finalize the report, because next week is the dealing with the first quarter, very soon after the first quarter, it will be MCDF. MCDF. It will be MCDF. So we can't express this report, we must have finalized it. Let us try to end the subject of the question.
Thank you, sir. Apologies for coming late. We are faced with one of the kinds of documents for the members for the subject. Then, hopefully, my colleague is going to come right now and come with the public before this meeting and to conclude it so that we can just go further for this meeting that we can summarize the facts beforehand. And also
maybe on that, I think that in terms of the program on the 10th and 11th we are going to do that the very important workshop of the committee, because it's supposed to be a broad strategic plan of the next 5 years. Yes. So, an introduction of the strategic plan.
I need to say this in this report. We got it as a second draft because it incorporated all the changes that were proposed by the NRO members of the previous mission. It was incorporated them. And I'll just say this for the responses that you are still waiting for from our department to present the same thing as except it's only possible to be mentioned in writing. So it's a big document that needs its own summary and its own report. And it cannot be covered in this report because that would mean that more pages than we have right now.
will make a decision once we have that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I need to say that before I can go to the other side. And probably what you've done last time is to...
Maybe this is not the final. Is this the final?
No, it's the second draft.
Oh, so maybe...
Then after this meeting, it will then be sampled with the final.
I think that if they do that, the members need to...
We look at it.
...need to have copies of it, so that they can make intelligent input on that finance. So that the report transfer is supposed to be our...
We had done some of our funding.
Yeah, I agree. I suggested the same to the boss finding there. And if I could do anything but a simple chair or something, give it an investigation. All of it, I'll do it on the but I agree that we did deal with all the
finances.
We need to deal with recommendations, but Chairman, I guess, before we deal with the recommendations, because it might have an effect on what the recommendations come, let me just go through the additions that we've got from the reports that it underlined every time. And then maybe we can then just deal with the recommendations.
So, as far as that maybe even the recommendation that I hear
mine is still from long. I received my pigeon levels yesterday afternoon. This one is already fixed with M. So I don't know whether I've got an older form.
And where am I from?
You've got from as well. He's got M.
Are we done with page one? We need to do page one. Okay, so the next page. The thing is, we have to receive some of us. We can't, I don't know.
Chair, on the next page, the top, which is still underlined, proposed there, the committee further connected to the department.
What is the
let us meet again,
as a result of the present amount that
public
private partnership.
Yes.
According to that, the department that the water treatment entity will be the function for which supplier in the state. The entity has to.
Well, I'm just thinking, can you take care of the work in each establishment? Just thinking about the committee has a department at the water treatment industry through which applies the funds.
In fact, even when he was doing it, he really, really, to the committee was informed that.
Yes.
Rather than heard.
Basically, we put them because we believe that it's the majority.
Yeah.
That's where the participants are going to know how to handle it. And you're approved.
We think of repeating the department 1,000 times, couldn't repeat it at all. Because, after all, at the beginning of the sentence, it was the department. So, why should we keep repeating the department?
The where you start with the department activity, the understanding of how the department has been paid. The understanding of how the department was largely due to the group that was.
Are they necessary to denote something, or can we, would it be understood that this 047 is part of the 505?
Yeah, I think it's 505 million.
Approximately because we're taking out some part of that amount. Now it's approximately not exactly
27,000 at the end of the week and 500 maybe on the negative. So, in other words, if you are you recommend that you just put that something back in the year.
Better if the rollover was closer to that, so that and that's what we expected.
Instead of 2 million, in fact, if someone made it, some of the towns could even make one sentence into one sentence rather than two sentences.
So, in other words, here we did the last sentence and become the second sentence. I don't know,
can someone comment on this? Because what may understand, we are not sure if it's going to clarify refer to the particular child because of the case. This would make it of the brand and the content. Says this section does not authorize the calibration of safety schemes second draft, not the final presentation, in amount appropriated for capital expenses in order to defray the current expense. But when this amount was moved through
from the interest.
Well, we accept it because the implementation of the election right.
I don't know, maybe our comments should be open to that.
Yeah. The problem here is not the sense that it's the margin is huge. That's why the sense is good. The problem is they don't have.
And finally, the department were not planning according to that space.
So if you add on that one, how does that help?
I don't know. principle that we are also questioning here is that the setting is not very clear now.
Mm-hmm.
If you're moving these funds up to, I mean, from capital to transfer, it's clear that you can't move funds from transfer. It's clear that you can't move funds from capital.
No, that's not my question. Let me give you an example. Say you've got some entity that has got their own budget, which is budget, meaning that when the money comes, you transmit the money into it's a standing budget that they have. So it means that money is there, it must just be there. So if you put another money into transfer, what would that do? You increase the budget of the entity that's in there, or whatever. That was my question.
You know, just following on what the Honourable suggested is that we say that we express concern about and then number them. And I've just written something here which maybe also will address the concern of the Honourable Member. I said the committee expressed concern about one, funds being rolled over more than once but still remain unspent. Two, departments not withholding amounts shifted from capital expenditure to transfers and subsidies. Three, the legality of the transfer of funds from capital to transfer and subsidy in terms of the EFLA. The legality of the transfer of funds from capital to transfer and subsidy in terms of the EFLA. In other words, these are legal, we operate from there. And the fourth one is the continuous shifting of funds as a result of poor planning.
Okay, so let's cover now the...
Now, Mr. Akwa, this section here that has been amended, they must belong here, so don't understand fairly and subsidies. Because as a result, there is not going to pass the culture on the buildings, on the above buildings, because the paragraph that speaks on that building, that speaks on specific departments that are outlined on the table.
Mm-hmm.
So it means that we have to remove the five.
No, it's five. You are writing about four.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you understand the committee agrees with you, the committee agrees with you. So all that we can do now, let's just finish the research with the others. Let us clean it, and then once we hit this, when writing it, then we put it in the header right here.
And also, I know this section, this very same section, not a section of culture, and a section of subsidies, and a section of transfer of subsidies. This paragraph is covered in a more summarized way.
But it will be up to you, Chair, with honorable members, whether you want it as it is, right here, in the hands of the next one. Then try to summarize all these issues in this paragraph. So I'm not sure if Honorable Member is the one. This section in this version is the point for in the more summarized version. page 15, I think that I made it, but what I don't seem to be the continuation of that.
Yeah.
On page
15.
Yeah, because the state of the committee had passed since there was in that sentence with the draft article. Sure, left sentence not went to the court.
No.
Department is reported, the Health Department, the Health Department. And I think the state has removed that.
So it means that we only have this section on page 15. That's also on page 15. I think what belongs to the constitution, all the belongs to the constitution, the constitution.
On page 15, two areas of understanding were funded by the department.
However, it was that the result of the
Here, you have been 1 for 10, that's not time.
and other one happened to you, they run over something, and because they said, you see, why the issues are still today, but I should go to assist to look at some issues. They identify another person that can be successful, and then that person can go more and more in them. So meaning, after one person, they are quite evident to the road group.
I think that just clarify that.
Then the ABC to ask the APEC for the 2010 to verify whether that was in the correct.
I'm coming to that note. This is the diverse program. What we have for the 2010 Soccer World Cup. This program was created
for the moment.
2010 Soccer World Cup.
This part of the project is not affecting the smart IT.
The
message that you're trying to convey is that the people who will be responsible for ATP for foreign companies must convey that message, not that it's a foreign
company. The foreign company or the standard foreign company commissioned by CETA.
By
CETA,
yeah.
And the foreign company, this project was also done by foreign company commissioned by
CETA.
Yeah, maybe CETA commissioned a foreign company.
Yeah, I didn't see you.
in this company. Mm-hmm. This company was paid $30 million. Then they come and say, no, that is a lot over for the same amount of $39 million. The standard will not convey very clearly. It is causing some confusion as to what was the work of the $39 million.
What he can say is, after the work, concluded December 2009, National Treasury approved a rollover of 39.642 million, of which 30 million has already been paid to the contractor.
Yeah, if that 30 million is related to that, then I think you just said that. Are we agreeing with that?
So it's 39.6. The way it is, 39.9.
Okay, I think that what one of the doctors said really clarified is that because the payment was not in a, may not have been done in paper, it has been done after the majority. It was 39 million and 23 million. So we just created one sentence. 39 million work over and 23 million.
How does this mean? What was rolled over is 9 million.
In the final analysis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. In the presentation, they tell us they're saving, I mean, saving of their understanding of activity through this ATT, because it was not saved by the 30% of the market. So, I mean, they entered this negotiation in November 2008, completed them in paper, and signed off. So I think that the sense that you were saying.
Okay. That one must make it one further.
Maybe correct. That's to clarify. Let's say maybe program one. Then clarify.
Their capital is in program one, and it's mostly IT.
No, what
is that?
It's not a specific project. Not necessarily the whole capital.
Because the IT under program one.
Okay. Maybe it's in the program.
what you want to clarify. For as long as you understand.
Yes.
But it is clear. So that, I mean, the other thing that is said, the other thing is that anybody who keeps up with the report, yeah, must be able to understand what is this thing. Oh, that's correct. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
The Department of Human Affairs was responsible for three agencies.
Not one, but three.
Because the DG said is the trainer and those people, and they also raise their own funds and show through teaching or whatever. And then more information is utilized within the personal committee. That's for us to guide to them to how can we get that information.
No, it's fine, that's right, because I think that we all agree, but Honorable Sarah and Honorable Mwala, they feel very strongly that it's not what occurred, that it's black, so it's a feeling of the
somehow it's just a feeling.
No, it's fine, you pick that up, what I was saying.
Do we have speakers here?
No, that's
So the thing you can prepare is you want to take us to the portfolio from
No, you are saying
that you would be happy. You can't listen with printing, it's a once off transfer. So how much it is, as you say, we can purchase once off transfer, and from there it seems the DG somehow dissociates himself from that once off transfer, and it goes to the portfolio committee, I don't know. With the other two entities, interrogated a lot of this printing, government printing work, because that's where we realized that there was something making a little bit.
But there's nowhere where
to the figure. No, there is. So there is like a credit. I think that's coming from whatever it's saying is that part of the report. That included those transfers. The problem with the transfer, they just say, transfer this amount, for instance, for feeding and application costs, there is 3,519,000 transfer, the same amount, government printing, that amount, 137 million, spent, 137 million. So, clearly, the way they report, with all the transfers
of 2 meters,
that is they were procuring.
I wish
they were procuring some passport machines somewhere. Just went off for what happened.
No,
I don't know.
He reported.
Yeah, he reported.
I mean, he just gave us the report.
He was honest.
I think we commit to working so hard, because at the end of the day, when we've got such an issue, we don't necessarily have to go to the committee, unless if we go through a report and on a specific issue, then we get no choice. So I think we have to make use of all of those reports because we are getting so
and that's why we try by all means to invite chairpersons of the portfolio committee, so that when such issues crop up, the chairperson of that portfolio committee is around and say, just hang on, since one has this happened. But unfortunately, they sometimes say,
all the way over the report, over whatever aspect you want, where they the budget.
Yeah, but if we can't just leave this out there, it's in the recommendation. We say the budget formation department dominated by transfers and subsidies, which accounts for settlements. These funds are recorded as expenditure in the financial record of national departments and transfers receiving entities, while they may not be spent by the settlement entities. And improved and more transparent reporting to account for the implementation from transfer budget by entities.
I'm trying to this paragraph.
what I'm saying, the committee clearly respects that the department was allowing provinces to understand.
Overspend.
Yes, I'm sorry. But when the plan was not to let provinces deliberate on our spend, it was reported that the saving or the underspending in another province allowed for provisions to be made for a province that was overspent. This was
also not covered in that recommendation of ours.
They simply said the overspending was due to elections. That's what the DG said. In the province. He said the provincial overspending was due to elections.
Oh, yeah. No, it's fine, but I think that the bottom line is that we raising the concern, we make the recommendation.
Yes.
On this bullet number 2 of the
recommendation.
Yeah. Now we can jump to the recommendation.
What we're saying is that we're giving you the we're retaining the character.
Mm-hmm.
And that recommendation, maybe we can just start with, because there's already started with this.
So the overspending by provinces, what are they overspending on? Is it the whole budget of the province or?
No, I think what this paragraph is saying, it's saying one province would overspend, the other one would underspend. Now they would cross balance now.
But which department are we talking about?
They said they had no provincial offices because they went deep into it, deep into it, and there were no provincial offices. They used district offices and what, and the main cause of overspending was the elections. But they mentioned that they did not have provincial offices. They used district offices, and you know where we get our reference to, where the home assets are. It was a practical thing. This man actually, his presentation tried to be very practical. He could relate to a lot of things that the DG was saying. And when he said there are no provincial offices, he could see that he actually is just offices at the district levels and all. And when he came with the fact that there were elections, that's why there was that overstanding. He could relate to a lot of things, but it's also to our debate here to say how do we put it as a point.
Then we need to say provincial office, not
provincial office. Yeah.
So that it gives somebody an idea. what are we talking about? Provincial department.
Mm-hmm.
So let it be provincial office.
And those are interesting drug losses. And we also think that
is increasing, and the government is committed to create about 7 million jobs opportunities by December 2009. And what we are learning is that, noting the current vacancies in government, the government should lead to see this campaign of filling vacant positions and should come up also with a competitive retention plan to ensure that employees are not being brought during the period.
Can I make suggestions for changes, please, Chair? Sure. That started more by the current economic recession has resulted in many job losses.
The
economic recession has resulted in many job losses. That is a factor. Because whenever you use the word challenge, I always think of, I've got a problem, I don't know how to solve it. Did you call it a challenge?
The
recession has resulted in many job losses. Yeah. And then I say the next sentence, the unemployment rate, I take out the word country, the unemployment rate is increasing. That was the term. Unemployment rate is increasing, and government has committed to create 500,000 job opportunities by December.
That's
what it says. That's what it says. To create 500,000 job opportunities by December. But that is a government.
Yeah.
Objective. It's not, you know, whether the release is another story, but it's an objective.
The commitment was it not to create jobs, not the opportunity.
You shouldn't jobs.
Yeah, jobs. Yeah.
I think it's something that where the job, but public work. It's about job opportunities.
Yeah.
The different job opportunities that public work is speaking about. So that even in terms of the agreement with the trade union, is that those job opportunities that are created in public work may not necessarily be subjected in your labor or security issue.
Yeah.
But I agree with you that here, what should we say? Do you want to say middle job?
My understanding is that creating job opportunities for types who have opened up, but maybe those jobs are not filled. But the commitment is that people, 500,000 people will be employed. That's by December. Not that you will open
this
up.
By December end of the year. Yeah, financial year.
According to the
CWC,
But that is not what the government said. The government said, right,
by the end of the year. The finance committee, when you say yes, it means financial yes.
Because as a committee, we'd like to see the department, as we ask them, how do you address filling your vacancies? And she said, performance of duties will be linked to filling of top management, let me not say chief, office manager, will be linked to filling of post. I don't know what we can get.
I'll do that to you. I think these are two separate. The feeling of vacant post not part of the those are already there. The posts are there. If you fill those posts, I wouldn't say
under everything to job creation. I don't know. I'll come to you on the
Sir, I agree that the attention with regard to the creation of millennial opportunities really has nothing to do with what we want to achieve. But we say to the boss, what you should be doing is there are jobs there.
I think
still those vacancies. And therefore, I think we can scrap that whole thing. And you know, we can say the current recession has resulted in many job losses, and then go on from there in order to assist in creating employment. Government should develop vigorous campaigns to fill the vacancies and set targets for the filling of some vacancies.
I think I'm covered. Yes, as much as I was actually before, I wanted to emphasize on the issue of vacancies and creating of two separate processes.
Okay. No, it's fine.
In
fact, I wanted to say that they call them the funded post. I don't know if you want to qualify them the funded post, but I'll say it's
talked about this, but the
Yes. not in the report anymore. What our interest is simply the vacancies
and
for the college department.
This one reported the expenditure and the financial report of the department when transferred to the student identity. Why that represent by the identity? And we're recommending that an improved and more transparent reporting to the account of the donation of transfer is required. And then this is why the community should request to the finance to detail the report of spending on transfer and purchasing. It is and the suggestion that the committee should comment an approach of the quarterly report mechanism that needs to be held effectively less by generation of transfer budget, either by the entities of the government, which is actually next stage of the work.
The department should culture of shifting of funds and violence that has characterized our
system. Is it a department?
Important to avoid the culture of shifting of funds and violence that has characterized our system.
Let's find a way of waiting, because the problem is that the law says they can do, and I think that every comment, what we're trying to do is that the feeling that we have is that they hide fast, because they know that at some stage they can cheat those funds around. So you said the department must avoid.
Should avoid the culture of shifting of funds of violence that has characterized government expenditure. They're doing it at the moment.
Or should minimize
it.
But I think, what does this matter to wait? Some sort of resolution by itself. As no whiskey, no roll over. I think we must get a way of putting this in so that they are used to doing it, but this year, the state of the nation at the rest is actually saying, we have noticed that you do this. So, we are saying no wastage, no roll. I don't know how to put it in, but if we simply put it as one statement, I think these two phrases are necessary, especially because they appear in the state of the nation. And next time we can even be in a position to compare that this is in the report. This is what was said. Why did you do it? Because the state of the nation says no more. So I'm just suggesting that we get a way of putting this to eat strong and give it away. Because otherwise they've been doing it from Stone Age and since they just so it leads to the threatened them state you were told not to do it this year. Why did you do it?
On the other hand, the law allows us to you can't really come outside to the things that but I was saying maybe try to come up with systems of accountability, more on the issues of expenditure.
You know what? Maybe what I was thinking about is that why don't we come up with something like a bit of a more transparent a transparent budgeting system in the department. I think it's going to complicate the whole thing, but I do like to come. So I'm trying to find a way of how to meet you. But Mama Nova has come with a way, minimize, we take into account what you say in comments, that the law allows them to shift funds around. But I think that she's saying, while the law does that, they must minimize Mama Nova.
Actually, I was going to say that if we can't keep the minimum guru in the language of English can assist, but there is perpetual shifting of bias.
Mm.
So if that perpetuality can be minimized.
Can we notice that way that maybe we start with an alphabet, noting this perpetual what is called, and then you come up with the conversation.
I think this one department that is there, but that's a specific term and a good term, they know what they are going to use that money for. They should stick to those terms. That's what they should do. Because if they knew that they're going to buy that money, what do you mean they ask for that money for that specific token? They have a tendency of taking chances and knowing very well that this will happen. So let's just say they have a strategic plan which they submit, and their budgets are being submitted in line with what they submitted. And we know we have an underlying environment, but we as public representatives, we know that this money was allocated for building this school, was allocated for paying teachers, was allocated for building that street down there. And we can't just be allowing me to be sitting around when they submitted the paper that I want this money to build a school. We can just do it somehow, but making them aware that we are aware that they submit business plans and they must stick to that. They must stick to they must stick to their KPI.
That's why I think that if we can just put clearly what someone was saying in terms of we're trying to come to a common, what you call it. It is a waiting. The truth is agree as a common. All that we talk down with is how to wait with the thing.
Let's make
now she's saying
minimize
no change perpetual what is the common.
Minimize and try and stick to their business plan.
No, but create a room. All I was trying to do is that you create a room for it.
Well, it means why and
they are aware of that loophole. So let's not encourage them in their report to be aware of it.
This is clear with the following wording.
Mm.
Action should be taken by departments to avoid or minimize the culture of shifting of fund environment which has characterized government expenditure in the past.
Perpetual.
Mm-hmm.
Perpetual.
So that's so that they understand that you're not saying that you want to do away with environment, but you're saying
it's perpetual.
Yeah, but it's a
I was saying the state of, you are moving forward. I think we
are saying we and we need, because as we need at a broader aspect, because we are now saying this situation must stop. Because on a broader level, from the president now, there's going to be this monitoring and evaluation. That is the thing that is going to happen. So now we cannot go and talk about the monitoring and the what. But perpetuating, you overlook this, and perpetuating is the obstacle of the president. Unlike before, where they would just perpetuate because there was no monitoring.
In fact, I don't know if we have capacity, and I think the reporter must tell us. During this presentation, when we raised this matter again, in order to try to address what you say, we said we need to just go back 2-3 years and look at those departments that do it as a tradition by the state budget, come what you call it, assessment time. I don't know if we could have that capacity. So that we can, next time we invite them and say, look, we have no test. In part of the year, this is what we did with this. In part of the year, you did this part. And clearly, I mean, it's clear that where they're unable to, the alcohol over, what I've done it twice, does not stand, it even gone over twice, but it still continues to understand. And I think maybe we need to find that way so that we can invite those departments and deal with them now. You see, now I think that we're better off than 2008, 2009. Maybe I'm too much optimistic about the money deals amendment. If money deals are really that matter, then amendment is what? So, I bet I'm too optimistic about the power that it is giving to the community. But I think it does give us power to do our oversight.
But, Chairperson, why do we have to concentrate? It's our job. You don't need to be afraid of any department.
How should we try and talk to
they are doing this. And as long as we are not contradicting any law, we simply need to tell them or not. In fact, if it was possible, we would simply say we are sick and tired of what you are doing.
Yeah.
So why should we try and I'm trying to get it exactly what they're doing. And it's our job to tell them no. This is neither here nor there. We have seen that you always do this. We can even say we are aware this law allows you to do that, but no.
This is what you
want. This is wrong.
And
so we're not breaking any law.
No. If we say, if we introduce like that, that we are aware that the law allows this.
I agree that we could use a budget officer or just tackle the department. Like a report on your wireless and shit moving your funds so that we see what you've done. It's the first time that these funds are rolled over, why are they rolled over, and you say you'll name it. No, we're going to stop them. Some say we're going to stop them.
The message is very clear that your recommendation must be
that's why, I've said action plans should be introduced by government departments to avoid or minimize the culture of shifting of funds environments that has characterized government expenditure in the past. They should actually introduce action plans, which will stop that.
Okay.
And the
habit of saying the researchers must go and look at those departments. We can encourage them to give us nothing from them. What have they been doing? So that we send the instructors, I mean the researchers to go and start staging and boost it. We simply tell them bring for the first 3 years. Yeah. All of you. Bring them here, let's see.
Now I think that we agree with that, but what would help us? We know these people they have, but if we have our own workforce, so we don't depend on them. We can go ask them, especially the Department of Water Affairs, tell us. Then we know that also on our side, we don't necessarily depend on them. Because they do it.
I was going to agree with you to say maybe for the past 3 years, if we can ask the person to move to a specialist or biomass system all over, particularly those program departments, so that as we call them, we are clear of what they talk about, because they're blinding us in many ways. They're trying to.
I agree, but why don't we do it the other way around? They bring that and the researchers work on it and check whether this is true. So if we work it the other way around,
that information says whatever they bring will verify the truth in what they bring.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have a principle, but it's not part of the recommendation. If you have what is said, that's from the person tell us. Now the last one. Government of size social development has a big program. And as such, more funds were invested in infrastructure. If government is to achieve its objectives, pick up in capital and infrastructure of spending, as identified in this report, is properly addressed. Pick up within capital and infrastructure of spending, as identified in this report, is properly addressed. These include delayed supply chain management processes, lack of proper facilities prior to the commencement of projects, postponement of projects which lead to escalation of funding of those projects. These problems reflect negatively on the government budget, since there are other competing.
What he's saying is that better planning and management is required for infrastructure development plan. Proper planning and management for infrastructure expenditure.
We can't
one bullying, it could be like a different place. The problem is that's what we're looking for. other words, they didn't do the preparing full time. They didn't go and check whether the soil was good, whether they could build it. But it was okay.
No, I am asking you that because some people say senior planning and other things. So then why I want to
I think I didn't call for the probably I asked you. You're quite big, no? What do you think you can
do?
You can start in and manage.
Definitely, definitely the recording will come in that the testing and management requires for infrastructure for testing.
I prefer that it's proper. It's proper, it's more. It's proper everything.
And then you can put the bullet points maybe. Supply chain management, lack of
proper.
There are the proper planning, as it is said, this includes, and then you can put the bullet points.
Particularly with those thorny issues with both
athletes. That was the last recommendation. I don't know if there's any other recommendation that they would like to make.
Chair, there's just one thing that worries me. You know, we looking at a committee, we always look at the under expenditure. And that's something that worries us. But with the current recession, you know, the department should introduce austerity measures to actually effect savings in the department. And we can't next year come and criticize them for having done that. You know, and say, hey, why is it underspent? So, you know, I was wondering whether we shouldn't say government departments are encouraged to introduce austerity measures in order to effect savings on the budget.
And what would
the savings mean? They must retain funds. Is that what the savings mean?
No, for instance, if I can give you an example, what has happened is that the Department of Finance, the National Treasury, they've now asked all their deputies and CGs and below that level to not fly first to the business side by economic growth. And just the difference in the last 9 months, that excludes the DG and the minister. For the last 9 months, they would have saved 3 million rand. So, you know, because they're not going to spend that on traveling, you know, we mustn't blame them for not having spent it. I'm just worried that we're going to, and we want the departments to actually introduce the state measures.
But then we need to qualify. When I have to open a can of worms and everybody just understand, it must be very clear what we are talking about.
I agree with that. No, that's what the minister of finance will
say. If you say anything, it's a very debate. Economic, I mean,
you mustn't say I'm not going to go to them, so I'm saying it's not. There must be a measure which is there and it's still being used, but they're just doing it more properly. Yeah.
Because they need the budget for travel and things.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Instead of throwing away these things after saving them, what do you call it? You can put somewhere where you throw them in. If you are talking about that directly.
Yeah.
Now, I think that's a question that you raised, which is important to
quality.
Because the committee has a certain understanding of the saving. The saving means that if the dog wants to throw this bottle at 20 rand, and you can do it at 15 rand, 10 rand, the guy is a saving, the dog is done. Now, the department, when they talk saving, they talk nothing
like
that. They have not spent, they regard it as saving, but they have not delivered. They have actually understand. So I say the question that you raise is,
out because really, if they understand what they say, as this person has, because the reality is that this committee must be able to, on all the committees, must be able to say to each department, how are you going to promote the fact that they are in the department? To go to the budget process and the party after the budget. We need those things. How do they contribute to the poor if we end in a party yet after the budget speech? Do the poor benefit from the party that
when they can watch out?
Yeah, I mean those kind of things that are because I mean the savings that we're talking about, all that I'm trying to illustrate, those savings, these are the understanding that they call it the savings. That's why I was saying maybe we need to be cautious in terms of how we were to call it.
Because I mean, some of the departments you come to, you find that they attend you when they come to present, and some of them you can't even see what they are doing.
And
they are still going to sleep in our chairs. Yeah, they should go on. So why shouldn't we come up to that? Because it's an advantage for them. They would like that. You see? And they would resist it if they can. If there's a loophole in what we say, they will definitely resist it. So why don't we just say very clearly, because it's a holiday for them. After the meeting, which knocked off at 1 o'clock, they were going to watch our plans, came today, and even sleep in the hotel, and only go back to the forest.
And can you get the idea?
And it even causes problems because if you want the good books of the DC, you will always be going to Cape Town and the others not going there.
So,
to
here that.
We can't be as bad as that because in whatever we do, we still have to remember that we have to protect. So when we put whatever, we have to put it in a highly diplomatic way. Whereas we know if we go down into the secret, we know what is actually in there. But if we put it as a principle, but we know that if we have to monitor, if we have to evaluate, it's just going to look at such things. But all the reports.
With due respect, our researcher there has said, as from time immemorial, as the recommendation has been there, and it's not shifting, it means we must go a step ahead. Diplomacy, it means diplomacy has never helped.
But to me,
Now, I'm saying it's not that a way of giving them this
then staff to say, okay, go and do it. We're doing this. This is our daily first quarterly report. It's good. It's our first quarterly report. So maybe in a year's time,
yeah,
we should do our own, be able to say on third quarter and say, look, the same countries are there now. We don't know how to call it, the accounting officer. We also call the minister. We've spoken to the department. We have made these recommendations over and over. The issue that we're speaking about area where we look at this potential, what we call it, whether it's overspending, whether it's understanding, whether it's, what are we talking about, the actual environment. Whether it's there, we're able to say, look, we have what we call a drone. In fact, I think that what we're supposed to be doing after this report is correct to go to government. I think that we're supposed to draw a report from each department. Or maybe not necessarily every quarter, but at some stage, once we observe that, it continuously, it persists on the same, what you call it, breach, you know. Then we write to them, to the minister, to say, look, we have addressed these things in one department, we have raised it with the officials, the thing is no measure that we've taken. That's like the auditor general does. And then that's all I'm trying to refer to that. For the sake of this one, let's do it, but let it take our minds. We put at the back of our minds the issue that we can't continue massaging the department. But this is our first encounter with them. We just came in the blind eye to what happened to them. Our first encounter with them. We'll tell them. We're not going to accept it. If it was accepted by another committee, the committee is not going to accept it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if I say this is not a new government. They've been doing that. No, it's a new government. When do the election? When do the election? No, it's a new government. Well, thank you very much for it.
Can I say that? No, let me make a proposal. That we adopt this report with the with amendment. Can someone propose?
So that before that, if you have 500 jobs, you forget about that.
No, that wasn't right.
That's
under. Thank you.
9:30 tomorrow. All the classes will be there by that time.